South Africa's economy contracted by 7% in 2020 as compared to 2019. Stats SA released GDP data for the fourth quarter showing that in the quarter October to December 2020, the economy grew by 1.5% compared to the third quarter. When compared to the fourth quarter of 2019, growth was up 6.3%. The 7% contraction in 2020 is reflective of the havoc that the COVID-19 pandemic has wreaked on the local economy, which has resulted in businesses having to shut shop, jobs decimation and serious income cuts. Well, to discuss the finer detail from the latest Stats SA report, I'm joined on the line by Martin Ackerman, his chief economist at Citadel. Thank you very much, Martin, for joining us. So the annual contraction of 7% is hardly a surprise, as estimates had been around there, although slightly higher or slightly worse. So, of course, I would imagine that if you were to look at this on a graphical picture, it looks really bad. But obviously, this is all a legacy of COVID-19.
Yes, yeah, good evening. I think the minus 7 is slightly better than expected. In the middle of last year, in the middle of the pandemic, expectations were anything between minus 8 and minus 9. Mm. So this number is slightly better, and I think we had a hint about that in the budget also, because the better-than-expected revenue collection is on the base that the economy did better in the second part of 2020.
Yeah.
But you're 100% right. If you look at that number, the minus 7 on the long-term graph, you know, it's the worst number in more than a century, and the last time we saw similar numbers were only in the 1920s. So this is unusual, and obviously it is because of the pandemic that had a massive impact all around the world.
Indeed.
Our numbers, unfortunately, are looking a little bit worse than our peer group, and that's simply because we actually went into the crisis already in recession.
That's right.
We saw the two negative quarters at the beginning of last year. So not a great number, but I guess given the circumstances, something that one can understand.
Yeah. So if we can examine the fourth quarter picture, what were the key takeaways for you? And before the adjusted level 3 lockdown towards the end of December, it does seem like there was some sort of momentum happening in parts of the economy, especially manufacturing.
Yes, I think you will remember that we had a very strong third quarter. And the 6.3% now for the last quarter is on top of that strong third quarter. So it clearly shows that, you know, the momentum going into the end of last year was very strong. Also fairly broad-based across sectors. It was only mining that really still printed a negative. And the quarter in itself, actually, you know, we haven't really had anything like load shedding, and the type of lockdown restrictions only came very late in December.
Yes.
I think it was a good quarter from an economic point of view. Obviously, talking about the first quarter of this year, 2021, it's already going to be slightly different because we had load shedding, and for a big part of it, we had some additional lockdown restrictions.
That's right.
So it was a quarter with a couple of tailwinds that helped us to actually get this very positive number as a result.
Mm. Now, the GDP report also looks at expenditure across the economy, the household sector registering spending growth of 7.5% in the quarter. Given the importance of the consumer expenditure to the economy, was that, do you think, a decent performance under the circumstances?
Well, we need to keep in mind that, you know, these numbers, there's a statistical base effect coming in. And we need to keep that in mind as well for the rest of 2021. We're measuring now from very low base. And like I've said, probably the lowest base that we've seen in 100 years. So 7.5% is a strong number for the consumer. But my fear is that after this base effect is worked out, you know, that number is likely going to drop back to numbers we saw over the last 5 years. A true reflection of the unemployment, the difficult financial position, and.
Yeah.
But yes, for now, it definitely shows that, you know, consumers are also standing up again. Those that are fortunate to actually have an income or maybe get a job back, They all contribute to the economic recovery today.
So when it comes to gross fixed capital formation, which basically speaks to investment in the real economy, that was up a mere 12.1%. And it's a number that's been problematic for economists for the longest time. But often you guys do say that the reason why people are not investing heavily in infrastructure and factories and all the rest of it is simply because there isn't the confidence to do so.
Yeah, I think that number also one needs to keep in mind that it's coming off that very low base that we just spoke about.
Yeah.
That number historically for the last 5 years, we really struggled to get positive numbers on a quarterly basis. If I recall correctly, you know, during the course of 2019, we had one or two positive quarters. We now have two positive quarters, but this is basically the statistical effect that's coming through. I'm still concerned that not enough has been done, like you said, to rebuild trust and confidence for this number to sustainably be a positive number to pave the way for better growth. That's something that we will need to see going forward. If I can quickly, you know, the Treasury in their budget forecast, in their economic forecast in the budget, also expected very strong growth for 2021, which is promising. But then, you know, the number in 3 years dropped to 1.6. And I'm also questioning, well, you know, if you are going to implement reforms, if you are serious about making changes, one would expect that in 3 years' time, the economic growth can at least be better than 1.5% growth.
That's a worry. That suggests that National Treasury isn't confident that we're going to see those structural reforms. So from where you're standing, are we on track to achieving more than just a statistical base effects growth for 2021, or we're just going to achieve just that?
I think the reality at this point in time is that, you know, if you take out the statistical effect, then we haven't really done as much as we should have to address the structural issues that we had beginning of last year. So last year we were already in a low growth environment. In fact, we were in a recession. For 5 years we battled to get growth more than 1.5%. And to get those hurdles out of the way, you know, obviously COVID delayed it as well. So we haven't done that yet. So we're going to see strong growth now, given the fact that the economy is opening up and we're measuring from that low point. But after that, you know, we're back in the same kind of game. So we're probably going to see low growth for another 2 or 3 years. Having said all of that, I don't want to sound negative because there are some reforms taking place as we speak. There's things happening on the ground. But one needs to keep in mind that these kind of reforms are longer-term reforms. So, COVID aside, you know, if we do the right things in the next year or two, we'll only see those positive changes in the real economic numbers probably in years to come. It's not something that's going to happen over a quarter. So I still think we are moving in the right direction. You know, in some cases, people or business probably wanted to be a little bit faster and what we've seen so far, but it's not like nothing is happening. There's some good changes taking place, and I'm still confident if we can stay on this path, we can stick to the fiscal framework and avoid a full debt spiral or debt crisis, then eventually we will see that growth picks up to more sustainable longer-term numbers.
Martin, thank you very much for your time, sir. That was Martin Ackerman. He's the Chief Economist at Citadel.